You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you see the video going around of Tom Brady and Jeff Bezos around like a dinner table at like a popular restaurant?
I did see that one. And it seemed like everyone around him, they were not invested in the idea that it was Tom Brady and Bezos, which was interesting to me.
I actually thought the most interesting part is how just... I don't know if uncomfortable is the right word, but Jeff Bezos just looks like he'd rather be anywhere else than listening to Tom talk.
So he looked very chill, and it definitely seemed like Tom Brady was carrying the conversation, which is probably the only time in life that happens to Brady.
And like Tom is like intense. This is okay.
I think that is Tom Brady, though. He's just an intense human.
So this would be... Vanessa loves gossip and drama. She does. And not in our own life, but like if... Like, she loves to hear the tea from somebody else about somebody else, that kind of thing.
Does she like the Kardashians-type drama, or does she just like real-life drama?
Real life.
Okay.
Like, and it's funny, because I used to laugh. Her grandma Judy, who's since passed, would tell us, like, gossip about people from 50 years ago.
Okay.
And then Vanessa would be like, no, she didn't. I'd be like, who in the hell are these people? And so, like, last night...
50-year-old gossip still gossip. In fact, it's some of the best gossip.
It is, because nobody can be hurt by the gossip if half the... Or if more than half the people are dead. But last night, my sister and Vanessa were in my office, and I was sitting down eating dinner, and they were just gossiping about some YouTuber or somebody that my sister knows, because my sister's like an influencer, homesteader influencer on TikTok.
Yeah.
And at one point, I was Jeff Bezos in this video, because at one point I'm like, I didn't get anything other than
You do like gossip, though.
Well, I like professional gossip.
Okay.
But, and even then, it's not the same. Like, you and I really used to enjoy it. I don't know. I kind of soured on it now.
I'm not buying it from you.
Oh, show your work.
You like gossip. You're the guy I go to when I have gossip.
How much gossip do I even have anymore? Not like the old days, where I was way more plugged in than anyone realized.
When I get a good piece of juicy gossip, you're the guy I go to with that. I don't go to anybody else with that. I go to you.
What was the last piece of gossip you gave me?
Well, I don't have much in this world anymore.
I think we both are. We used to be gossip hounds. We're really not anymore.
I get excited to tell you good gossip, because I know you appreciate it on a level that just most people don't. I think I've told you this before, though. I feel like, in general, I feel like people like to present you with gossip as well, because they know you get a kick out of it.
That's fair. I guess I didn't realize. Anyways, I was Bezos this weekend. Maybe most of the time I'm Tom Brady.
This is the one you're just not interested in the slightest bit. I don't know why you weren't interested in it, because you'd think all gossip would carry over, but maybe not in this instance.
No, I really just like knowing who's the turd in our business and who's not.
Which usually, if I just say, hey, this guy's a turd, you'll love it.
Yeah.
Usually that solves all
or
the answers.
Or there's I knew it. Right? Although, no, you told us about somebody you saw out this weekend.
Yeah.
And you were very complimentary, and I was like, I have always heard that. I was very excited to hear that.
We can say the name, right? I would think.
Well, yeah, because he's not a turd.
Because he's not a turd. Nick Camino. Yeah. I saw him this weekend. I was at the park with my daughter. He was setting up a birthday party for his family, and it was a wonderful experience getting to talk to him for a couple minutes.
See? We like hearing that. That's not gossip. That's just good background knowledge.
And it did help. I told you, he was very quick on his feet and saying a lot of the things that... for not knowing he was going to run into me that day, he was very quick. I was very impressed.
Do you like when people in the business talk you up to Elise?
Well, yeah, that's kind of like the courtesy you have to do, right? Like in many ways. Like if you're there and somebody's also there with their wife, like it's a nice thing to then be like, hey, this guy, I like this guy a lot for reasons X, Y, and Z are relating to him on any sort of level.
So
that's a good mensch move.
If it's okay, depending on who it is, like I love to do that with our part. I love to build them up in front of their significant others just because.
Yeah, it's great. It's an easy thing to do that
I got when I was trying to make it in this business, it's tough. It can be tough on relationships, this business. But if it's somebody like same, I don't do that. No. Like when Steve Smith like gave me the write-up.
Steve Smith shouldn't be telling you any sort of anything.
No, he actually gave me a great write-up to the girls. He was like, your dad's great at this.
Which is a nice thing to do.
Very nice thing.
That's so easy to do.
Because Steve was here and I was below Steve in the pantheon. If we were the same level, you don't have to do that.
I just think it's easy. And it's not as if like Elise needs any justification or anything like that. She already bet on me in many ways in life. It's all right, but it's just an easy, nice thing to do.
216-474-0092. Are you Jeff Bezos in this scenario? Or are you Tom Brady in this scenario?
It looked like Bezos isn't even a sports fan.
It looks like Jeff Bezos realized how tedious Tom Brady is to be around, and I am all here for Jeff Bezos now.
Oh, do you think he thought there was a more exciting conversation that was going to happen?
Hey, any Jeff, other.
If you listen to Brady at all, do color commentating, you knew it wasn't coming. You listen to one football game, you knew it wasn't happening.
At least
Tony Romo, you can do that. Here we go, Jim.
What if Tom was going to be like the $50 million man with Amazon football, and then Bezos sat down with him for one dinner and was like, he doesn't have it?
I'd respect Bezos more.
That'd be the funniest thing in the world.
I'd be like, Bezos at least understands what's going on.
Let's go with Mike in Cleveland. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm glad I was next. I wanted to pick up that last segment. What would make you think a team out there would give a number two pick for Shador?
I don't think that was the point of the exercise.
Well, the market,
I think that
right
was
now, the market, I would say, is as hot as it's ever been for Shador Sanders right now.
Yeah, I know that. So now that's just showing the league and everybody that maybe his talent was a little bit better than the fifth round pick, right?
And so here's the thing.
If you're going to turn around and offer anything better than the fifth round pick, you know, you might as well say, well, hey, let's see what Dylan's worth.
So, Mike,
you know, he may be worth the first round.
No. Dylan's trash right now. His value's trash right now. It doesn't matter.
Arguably, he's always been trash and he always will be trash.
So here's the difference, though. Like, so Nick brought the Saints into play, and I don't think that's realistic. They spent capital.
Jason did.
Jason did. Jason brought the Saints in. Oh. That's not realistic. Shuck is, they spent capital on him. They're going to try to make that work. It is what it is. But I've told you guys for a week now, the realistic team is the Rams. If the Rams looked at Shador Sanders and thought to themselves, he is a much better prospect than anything we're going to be able to draft next year with our 25th overall pick, or whatever that ends up being in the first round, they have the last season or potentially seasons of Matthew Stafford, and right now their backup is Jimmy Garoppolo, then maybe they're just like, yeah, we take him for a second round pick, we have the quarterback after Stafford, we watch him be the backup under Stafford and develop, and voila, we got our quarterback situation figured out.
I think the Browns might see a lot of upside in him, especially after this weekend.
I hope so.
Because
if they trade Shador for a second round pick, you don't want to hear the things I'll say on the radio. But
I actually kind of do want to hear the things. Mike, we appreciate you, buddy. All right. So this
I will lose it. I will collectively lose it.
So the hardest I've ever heard you go at anyone in the last year was Lima last Thursday. Would you go above and beyond the Lima line of demarcation?
If that's the hardest you've ever heard, then yes, it would be above
On air.
Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Definitely off air. You're a little more reserved on air.
I also lose it from time to time, too, though.
You no? do? And most of the time, it's pretty entertaining.
I lose it a lot, I feel like.
Lest it's not... No, I actually think you've really chilled out.
I definitely have chilled out relative to like when they let me do solo shows and it's just me just going.
Well, but like even like from just our year together, like there's just so much more fewer like misunderstandings that we've had on or off air that I think it's right.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, I would like to point out, so we put this out there. A listener called in to ask myself and JP if the Saints offered a second round pick for Shador today. Would they take it? Would you want the Browns to accept a second-round offer for Shador before the regular season? So, predictably, a slight percentage here, a healthy percentage is saying that no, we don't want you to take it. 37% are still saying yes. How is that number? That was 37. Granted, it's only 70 votes in. You guys can vote at afternoon 923 FAN.
It's a really high number.
Like, I got to be honest with you. If the Browns did that before we ever saw Shador play, Shador better end up being Johnny Manziel, unplayable level. Because if that guy does anything wherever he would go this year, and then we're resigned to watching Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel and Joe Flacco and you go 3-14, I don't care if the promised land is the number one pick. I'm still going to have something to say about it.
Oh, we might turn it into 92-3. Jonathan just rips on Andrew Berry 24-7.
We have to work.
It's a little wordy.
We're going to have to work on the branding.
But we'll make up for it.
We will get there. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.